All right, join us as we speak to Mr. Boyke Mampuru, who's the Provincial Chief Inspector here in the province. And Mr. Mampuru, a very good morning to you, sir, and thank you so much for taking this time to speak to us. We're talking about some of the conditions that we experience at our workplaces, but I think perhaps at the top of the list is, how does one deal with unfair treatment, victimization, bullying at the workplace?
Okay, in terms of the Employment Equity Act, the Act prescribes, there's a code of conduct that prescribes for employers as to how they should treat their employees. And it discourages discrimination and bullying at all costs. So the first thing that the employee must do, he must follow the internal processes. Every company do have a what they call code of conduct practices, which are signed by both the employee and the employer. Internally, they must try to resolve the grievance through the supervisor or up to the top manager. Should that not succeed, there is what we call a CCMA, which is also an organ or entity of Department of Employment and Labor. The matter can be referred to CCMA for adjudication, and the commissioner there can advise accordingly for that particular issue.
Okay. Now, we've just had one of our loyal listeners share their story with us, and our listener is talking about how difficult his conditions were at work, and what made it even more challenging was that the person that he would have to report to was in a relationship with top management. Now, you speak of code of conduct, you speak of internal processes, but what happens in that situation where you know for a fact that if I do, present my grievances to the person that I'm supposed to report to, they're not going to take it seriously, they will not even take it to the next level because of the type of relationship that these people have?
Yeah. Most of companies, they have what we call organized trade unions, where you can alert the shop steward about the matter. Mm. If you don't get the assistance from the shop steward, then you can then go straight to CCMA. We have various offices in Mpumalanga where the commissioners are based there. You can lodge a case about bullying, discrimination, or unfair labor practices, and then the company will be summoned, and the commissioner will definitely listen to the dispute and issue what we call an award. Should it happen that is in favor of the employee, the commissioner will direct accordingly as to how this matter should be handled, and that will be the final decision from the CCMA.
Okay. Well, that's Mr. Boyke Mampuru. He's the Provincial Chief Inspector in the province. So, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed your day today.
Thank you, sir. You too. Yep, but you're still on Rise FM Breakfast. We're talking about our working conditions, so whether they're conducive or not, whether you look forward to going to work or perhaps not, use our WhatsApp number.
Good morning, JT. Good morning to the listeners as well. We're going through a lot, man. This is a very sensitive topic to some of us because I was abused because of my sexuality, I understand, and someone who's not from in this country, someone from outside South Africa, I will put a dumb abuser. I can understand it because of the way I'm going to get a position because of the way I'm going to ended up resign. Imagine the pain, each and every time I address that thing, I'm going to address in a good way because of the way I'm going. While I'm a top achiever, a company in the whole company. So I say abuse, Hashem. But it's fine. Even normal when nothing as I'm a reporter because he was dating a senior yake. Yeah, I understand. And we report get fun and it's like wasting your time. And I've seen a lot of people very bad now because they got abuser. Yeah, so I'm not going to send it. but nje hey kona kunzima shema it's very hard look ngizela gcina ngayekela msebenzi lenguthandza kumine because of such things so yeah have a great day all sharp
bona nabalaleli yo if you touch on the subject of employment you're one of my previous employers sasibanga one thing yezwa every time they'd wake me up on a Monday obviously ngene emsebenzini and I'd be told that I'm going to be on site from Tuesday to Friday sibanga for a whole year and I'm like guys naze before what I'm going to be leaving why don't you tell me that week before so nami nga plan eventually I just took action yokuthi ngithi no I've booked a doctor's appointment on Wednesday after hours so I can't make this trip and it was a whole thing about not being considered about planning nan but the final straw was when I woke up to an email on a Thursday and they told me that I needed to now report to a new office location mind you I was working from home now I'm working at a new office location that is 280 kilometers away which meant I'd have to relocate and I'm getting this on a Thursday and I'm supposed to be at this new office on a Monday yeah I'm gonna resign and I'm guys because wow